ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Menachos Daf Chof Beis. Welcome back, everyone. The Gemara and Chof Aleph and Beis and Chof Beis and Aleph brings the dinim of that Eitzim and Melach Kam Mishal Tzibur. That a person does not need to bring, when he brings his carbon, he does not need to bring his own Eitzim and own Melach in order to be makrev with the carbon. As they come Mishal Tzibur, they come from the Lishka. That's what the Gemara says, that by Kohanim, according to Ben Bukhri, that Kohanim don't give a Machsa Shekel. So we would think that they don't get their Melach Mishal Tzibur. HaKabonim Mevorah, there's a din that Eitzim and Melach Mishal Tzibur. Gemara learns it out. From that melach we learn out from lechem aponim, and eitzim we learn out from mizbeach. They call mishal tibur. So b'pshuta the nidon is whether these things are mishal tibur or mishal yochid. B'pshuta the nidon is whether you have to bring it on your own or whether you're allowed to bring in mishal tibur, like the Gemara brings by melach. And according to Ben Bukhari, the kohanim were not shekel; they had to bring their own melach. Hashenkein, everyone else was allowed to bring melach mishal tibur. So the nidain is, do you have to spend money for it or not? Do you get melach and eitzim for free? Or do you have to spend your own money? That's the nidain of this sugya. However, what happens if a person wants to bring his own melach and his own eitzim? Is he allowed to? Or we say, no, here you can't. You have to use a mishal tibur. So the maitza, it's a big macholikas achreinim. The chasdei David, in the Tesefton Karbana, it's Paragyur Halacha Beis, and there's Sameach, in Hilchos Midin and Musafin, Paragtes Halacha Yud Aleph, and in the Brisker Rav, in the stencils by us, and the Chazon Ish, in Simen Chav Gimel, all of them say that not only is it a right that you don't have to use Mishal, you don't have to use your own, you could use Mishal Tibur, but it's also a Chiyuv. You must use Mishal Tibur. You cannot bring your own Melach and Eitzim. How do they know that? I read the Gemara. The answer is the Gemara learns it out from Lechem Aponim and Mizbeach. By Lechem Aponim and Mizbeach, and by all inyanim of the Tzibur, it wasn't only that the Tzibur spends their money and I don't have to spend my money on it. The Hechsher is only if it comes Mishal Tzibur. The Gemara says in certain cases that a person wants to bring his own thing for with Nesei for a carbon Tzibur. Gemara says you have to be Meiser le Tzibur. You have to give it over to make it Mamana Tzibur. And that's where we're chayshish in certain places. Shemelo yimserim yafe yafe. We're worried that a person will not give it over entirely, believe shalim, to be that it belongs to the tzibur. He still wants it to be connected to him. And then the tzibur doesn't get any kapara. Mar says this in Yuma Daf Lamed Hey, about the big day kahuna on Yom Kippur. If the mother of the Kohen Gadol makes the begadim for him, and she's not maishadim yafe yafe, then they're not kosher to be big day kahuna. Mar in Bar Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Ches. And if the Shomris, the ones that are watching the Omer and the Shtei Alechem during Shemitah, if they're Kainet, so then we have a problem that they might not be Meister to the Tzibur Yafe Yafe, and the Omer and the Shtei Alechem won't belong to the Tzibur, and we won't get Kapara. Mavur, that things that need to come Mishal Tzibur, they're Ma'ake, that they come Davke Mishal Tzibur. So in came by the Lechem Aponim and the Mizbeach, it's Pashut, that they have to be only under the ownership of the Tzibur. They can't be any independent ownership over them. Tarei Melach and Eitzim are learned out from Lechem Aponim and Mizbeach. So Memela, also the din of Lechem Aponim and Eitzim have the same din as Lechem Aponim and the Mizbeach, and they must be Shel Tibur. If a person would bring his own Melach or bring his own Eitzim, when he brings his carbon, the carbon won't be kosher. It's not considered that he brought Melach. It's not considered that he's makter on the Eitzim. They need to come Shel Tibur. That's the opinion of many Achreinim, and Sukhair Muchach from the Alfusa of Lechem Aponim and Mizbeach. However, the Mikdash David in Tzimin Lamed Hei, and Rabbi Zalman in Perak Tesa Tmidin and Musafin, they are Mechadish, they know that it's only on these Zinim of Melach and Eitzim, it's only that the person has the right to use that Mishal Tzibur. But if he wants, he can bring his own. What's the Raya? From our Sugya. It's Mavur that according to Ben Bukhari, that Kohanim do not have a lishka, so they have to. The Mar said at a Havamina that they need to bring their own melach. Hare, if the din of melach is that the hechsher of melach is only if it comes to Mishal Tibur, Kohanim should be different. Why are Kohanim different than everyone else? Melech only the Hechshir Mishal Tibur. It's true that Kohanim might not have the right to use the Melech of the Tibur, but that's the Hechshir of Melech. Melech is a Tibur Inyan. There's a tzad that Kohanim bring their own Mizbeach when they want to make of their Karbonos. Avada not. The only way to bring Karbonos is on the Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach has to be Mishal Tibur. If there's a din that Melech has to be Mishal Tibur, then about also for Kohanim, it also has to be that way. Elamah, you could say that Lamaisa Gemara says that there is a Tnai Bezdin to allow the Kohanim to use the Melech. That's what we want to explain, Lafi Ben Bukhri. So Lamaisa, the Kohanim did use the Melech Mishal Tibur. So Lamatinu Lamaisa, that Kohanim would not use the Melech of the Tibur. But Lamaisa, the question is still Shra'an the Levi. Harei Taisis tells us in the Mishnah in Shkalim, that according to Ben Bukhri, not only are Kehanim Potter from Machsa Shekel, but also Levim are Potter from Machsa Shekel. So Ben Bukhri darshins the pas of Kol Oivar Lapkudim means that the Chiv of Machsa Shekel were only those that were counted with Klal Yisrael. And that excludes the Kehanim and the Levim. So the Havamin here that Kehanim have to bring their own Melach applies equally to Levim. The Tanai Bezin allows the Kehanim to use the Melach. I never find the Tanai Bezin to allow the Levim to use the Melach of the Tzibur. So in this Havamin of the Gemara, according to Ben Bukhri, the Levim have to bring their own Melech. There's a Tanai in Melech that has to be brought in Mishal Tibur. How could the Levim use their own Melech? That sounds very convincing. So, but Mitzad Sheni, the Gemara learns out of Lechem Apanim and Mizbeach. And there it's Ma'akev that it could come Mishal Tibur. So how come the Levim that we have to Eitzin and Melech, it's only one of a right to use the melech of an etim of Shal Tibur, but you don't have to use the melech and etim of Tibur. That was Ikar Echocha to the other Achronim, to the Chassid David and the Rasamech and the Brisker Rav. So Bishr Zalman answers that even though we learn out of Mizbeach and Lechem Aponim, it's only a Fusa B'Alma. It's only a Makar that it's from the Tibur. But that doesn't mean that it has to be Mishal Tibur. So Davka by Lechem Aponim and Mizbeach, they're in Yanim of the Tzibur. There, it's the Karbonos at Tzibur, the Mizbeach is, I mean, for all of Klal Yisrael, the Makar of Karbonos, Lechem Aponim is a Karbon Tzibur. So there, it's Ma'akev that it'd be Mishal Tzibur. Ashein Kein, Melach, and Eitzim, there's no Iku that it should be Mishal Tzibur. Because all it is Machshirei Karbon, Mikdash David says. Eitzim and Melach, they're not the Karbon itself. Even though there's a din that it should be Mishal Tzibur, but it's because it's not the actual Karbon of the Tzibur. It's only machshir, the hakrava on the mizbeach, so there's no ikav that it's mishal tzibur. But lechem aponim and mizbeach are the carbon itself, the inyan of the tzibur, that the mikdash belongs to the tzibur, and the carbon tzibur itself, the lechem aponim, there it's ma'akev that it should be mishal tzibur. That's the opinion of the mikdash David and the Evan Ezel. But other achronim held no, that it's ma'akev. It's a tnai which type of melech you can use, which type of etim you can use. You only can use Eitzim that belong to the Tzibur. I found a smach to this opinion of the Mikdash David and Rishon Zalman from the Chinuch. Chinuch Amitzu Kuf Yud Ches says, Ve'ein ha-yochid meidi melach oi Eitzim le-karbonis. A yochid does not bring his own melach or Eitzim. Why not? Explains the Chinuch. The koza me'agdolas habayis. The mokar me'ashirus leka'anius. It's the chashivus of Beis HaMikdash. That you don't have to, we don't have to tell people, no, where's your melach? Where's your eitzim? You can't bring a carbon without melach and eitzim. No, it's on the house. The mikdash takes care of the melach and eitzim. Ein ani zubokam hashir. So we're not looking that you have to pay for your own machshiriya carbon. The mikdash takes care of it for themselves. That's an inyan, a malach of hashirus. Before in the chinuch that be yisoid, the din should be really mutlan the yochid. You want to bring your carbon just like you have to bring your own soilas and your own levaina and your own shemen. You should have to bring your own melach and your own eitzim. All these things are necessary for your carbon. But on this, we said we had a different malach of ein anis mokam ashirus. Only the carbon itself you have to bring, the rest we'll take care of. It's malach of ashirus that we have in the mikdash. But it's malach of the yisoyra din is that it's a right, that you're allowed to use the money of the tzibur. But not that it's ma'akev, and the whole hechsher of the eitzim and the melach, but only if it comes mishal tzibur. Definitely a smach to this malach of the mikdash David and Rabbi Yisrael Zalman. And on a related point, we saw in Daf Chaf that the Indian of korban eitzim, that machlokes what the Indian of carbon eitzim is, lefi v'chachamim. Is carbon eitzim that it's also a carbon? Just like I could bring a zevach, I could bring a mincha, I could bring eitzim, and it's my carbon. That's what the Biskarav and the Chazanish and the Achrayim held. But in the Rishonim, is before not that way. In the Rabbeinu Gershom later on, Daf Kuvav, and it tells you in Zvachim and Daf Mem Gimel, they say that according to the Chachamim, when you have a carbon eitzim, it's called machshiri carbon. It's like regular eitzim that are machshir other carbonas to be brought. And that the Achrayim asked that we see that these carbon eitzim are shech to the Bailim, if according to the Chachamim. If the carbon eitzim is that you make them like eitzim of the tzibur, to bring other carbonos on top of them, then you need to be meister them to the tzibur. That's meister the Mishnah Melech says. You need to be meister the eitzim to the tzibur in order to bring carbonos. So once you meister them to the tzibur, they're no longer your carbon. So that was the chrech of the Achrayim to learn that you're not meister them to the tzibur, they stay yours, and they're not machshire carbon. They're not hechitim to bring carbonos on them. But the Teis and the Rabbeinu Gershom said they are machshire carbon. Lefiva, the Mikdash David, and Richard Zalman, it's a lot better. They say that a normal eitzim that are necessary to bring my carbon, if I want, I can use the eitzim of the tibor. But if I want, I can bring my own eitzim. So we have that a person can bring eitzim for his own carbon. You don't need to. But if you want to bring eitzim as machshire carbon, and they're your eitzim, you're allowed to do that. And you do not need to be much of them to the tzibur. So we have eitzim that are coming as Reuven's eitzim, and they allow you to bring carbonates on top of them. They have the same dinim as eitzim that are mishal tzibur, but they stay the eitzim of the makdish, and of the makrav. They still belong his eitzim. So Mela, we could understand that carbon eitzim lafi chachamim, it's machshire carbon, and yet it's still my eitzim, and there's not a stira. That's only lafi the mikdash David and the Rishon Zalman. Lafi the chazei David and the Shor Sameach and the Brisker Rav, that the eitzim must come mishal tzibur. So Mela they had shver, that by carbon eitzim, if we say that these eitzim are being used to bring other korbanos on them, that you must immerse them to the tzibur, which is what the Mishnah Melech said. And once you immerse them to the tzibur, they're no longer yours. Well, that's very geshmak. And just to conclude on this whole point of the Eitzim Yishal Tzibur, Mikdash David in Simen Yud Gimel says that the Havmin of the Gemara by us, by Ben Bukhri, that because Kehanim do not have a lishka, therefore they don't get the right to use the Melech of the tzibur. This has an afkamina lemaisa, says the Mikdash David. What's an afkamina? That when a goy brings his carbon, he has to bring his own melach. Why? Because Chayhanim, the Gemara said, because they don't have a lishka, so they don't have a right to use it. The melach of the tzibur. But Kamash Malon, they could use the melach of the tzibur. Why? Because of Tanai Bezdin. That's what Mikdash David learns at the Maskon, and the reason the Chayhanim can use it is because of the Tanai Bezdin, Lafi Ben Bukhri. Mela says in Mikdash David that by a goy there is no Tanai Bezdin that he can use the melach of the tzibur, so he has to bring his own melach. Arkan Divrei Mikdash David. Avada this Mikdash David is only the Shitasoi, that yields that there's a hechsher when by melach and eitzim they don't come Yishal tzibur. So do you have the right to use that of the tzibur? The Kahanim have the right, and Mashinkin a goy does not have that right. I don't know. I can't divrei Mikdash David. I don't know Levi Mikdash David if the Levim have to bring their own melach and Noshim have to bring their own melach. Hare, they're also not mechuyev in melachas shekel. And loy matzinu a tanai bezin to allow them to use it. I can hear the Mikdash David out that the tanai bezin was not only for kohanim. The tanai bezin was all of Klal Yisrael is allowed to use the melach of Shal Tibur. But mistama there was no tanai bezin to allow the goyim to use it. Can you hear that's what the Mikdash David held? Akoponim, but he takes out din halacha lemaisa from this, that lemaisa we have one person that has to bring their own melach, and that's a good. Another point here is in the Gemara and Daf Chav Beis, Gemara brings the braisa, machoikash Rebelazar Reb Shimon and Rebelazar Ben Shamua. What do we learn out from the Hekish, from Mizbeach to Eitzim and Eish? Rebelazar Reb Shimon says, that we learn out from here, that the eitzim shall tibur, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua says that needs to be shaloi nishtamesh by a hedyot. They have to be new eitzim that were never used by a hedyot. So each one argues on each other. Afir Belotzer Reb Shimon, the din is only to have Mishal Tzibur. And Afir Belotzer Ben Shamua, the din is only to have new Eitzim, and there's no din to have Mishal Tzibur. The Lechem Mishnah is Moira and the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that the Eitzim came Mishal Tzibur. And yet the Rambam in Perek Vav, Yisur Mizbeach, Halacha Beis, says that you need to have new Eitzim. And you can't have Eitzim Shinishtamish Ram Hedjait. Bukhari is Zoloi Keman. Says the Lechem Mishnah that the Rambam held that Reb Elazar ben Shamua is not arguing on Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. He's just coming to add. Even according to Reb Elazar ben Shamua, you also need Eitzim Mishal Tibur. Or you can use Eitzim Mishal Tibur. Reb Elazar ben Shamua is coming to be Maisif, another Limud that also Shlomi Mishamish by Hedjit. Says the Lechem Mishnah, it's not a problem of to learn two things, because it's a Hekish. And ain't hekesh lemechza. And therefore you're able to learn out both dinim. And the Lechem Mishnah is medaykevish from the Gemara. That the Gemara says, my beinayu, ikka beinayu chareti. Why doesn't the Gemara say that ikka beinayu, there are two things. One is, you need Mishal Tzibur, and also chareti. Elamai, everyone agrees Mishal Tzibur. Only machlekes is, you also need chareti. And as Lechem Mishnah explains, ain't hekesh lemechza. The Lechem Mishnah does not explain why Reb Elazar ben Shimon does not hold the vein hekesh lemechza over here. But Hakoponim, that's his daik in the Gemara and in the Rambam, that the whole machlek is only on the new Eitzim, but everyone agrees you need Mishal Tibur, and that explains the psak of the Rambam. However, there's another ha'ara here in the Rambam. The Rambam brings us down this halacha. As we said in Perek Vav, if you serve Mizbech halacha beis, Rambam says the following. Rambam starts off the halacha, that Atei Maracha can't have a worm in them. It's like a mum. And the Rambam concludes, V'atei stirah psulin la'olam, lo yaviyu ela chadashim. Atei stirah, things, wood that was used, that was broken from another kli, is pasul. You only can bring new wood, and not atei stirah. So the lashon of the Rambam, atei stirah, is from a teseftin menachis. This lashon that atei stirah psulin. So a few auras here on this din. Firstly, there's l'chayra a stira to the Indian of ate stira to the way the Gemara calls it. The Gemara says shloi nishtamish ban hedyot, that a hedyot cannot use them. What happens if a hedyot makes a kli for himself? He makes a table, and then he decides before he uses the table, he decides to take it apart and to bring it as ate marach. Is it kosher or pasul? So the way the Gemara calls it of shloi nishtamish ban hedyot, it's clear that that was made, let's say, rech hedyot, is not a problem. And it's also muchach in the sugya, not only from the lashon. The Gemara brought a raya from David, and he brought that Aravna told him to use the meirigim and the klei abakar to use them as eitzim. So Gemara says it's a raya that you don't need, that even nishtamishim hedyot is kosher. And she answers the Gemara, hasam b'charati. There they were new and they were never used by Aravna, and therefore David was able to use them as Eitzim. It's mefurish that you could have a kli that was used, made for a hedjet, by a hedjet, who was a goy. He did not make it to be used as ate maracha. And yet, because they were never used by a hedjet, they're kosher, even the fear of Elazar ben Shamua. So it's clear from the Gemara that the whole psul is only lo nishtamish from hedjet. The Rambam, whoever calls it, ate stira psulet. Any Eitzim which was nistar, which was destroyed, was taken apart from a kli, it's pasul. But the Rambam would definitely be mashma. And even if it was never used by a hedjet, it's also pasul. As long as it was made in a kli, it's already called atzei stira. How does the Rambam work the shtim with the Gemara? And the Gemara is mashma, that as long as it was lein nishtamish by hedjet, it's pasul. And more so, it's, what about the opposite case? What happens if a kli that was never, you never seiser it? Just you use it for your own tashmish, and then you want to bring it for atzei maracha. You chop wood, now you have a log of wood. You didn't do anything to it. You didn't make it into any kli. You have a log of wood and use that as a baseball bat. It was used for seirah hedyot, and now you want to go and bring it for the atzei maracha. The Tadri Gemara, we would say that it's pasul. It's nishtamish by hedyot. It's all talim nishimush. But the Rambam calls it atzei stira. It was nistar from something else. As long as it was never made into a kli, and then nistar from being that, then it sounds like it would be kosher. Very problematic. I found that the kli chemda, parshas vayakel, is on this question, the second question that we asked, that in the Rambam it's mashma that it's only when it's nistar, and the Gemara it's mashma it's only in shimush edyot. These are good questions in the Rambam. The Achronim are ma'arich about this. Then the Kli Chemda in the Sheilas David in Eirachayim Simin Gimel Shavakoyin in Simin Hey. It's not clear how to be miyashiv the Rambam with the sugya. It's also mashiv the Rambam that there is a lechatchil in the b'diavet. Atzei stira are psul in b'diavet. Eitzim chadoshim is lechatchila. One should use eitzim chadoshim. That's what the Kli Chemda says in Mashna Rambam. That something that you are soiser it from something else, that's puzzle. But something that you use for your own tashmish, but it was never an atzei stira, so there lechatchila you shouldn't use it. But in the evidence kasher. Not clear how to be miyashiv the Rambam with the sugya. Another point on this, so the Karenera says. That from the way the Rambam brings down the halacha, together with the dinim of an eitz that has a mum in it, like it has a worm in it, it's pasul as like a bal mum. Says the Karenera, it's mash in the Rambam that the psul of atzei stira is also because it's like a mum, and that's it's brought down in one halacha in the Rambam that eitzim that have a mum in them are their pasul, atzei stira are eitzim that have a mum. Says the Karenera lefiza in a bama. Where you're allowed to bring a balmum, Gemara says in the end of Zvachim, maybe you also should be able to bring eitzim that are not chadoshim. V'arei it's before in our Gemara not that way. Our Gemara talks about that krava of David, which was a krava of a bama, and still it's before that you need to bring eitzim chadoshim. That's it's a sugi in Zvachim. Machlokes Abayin Rav in Zvachim and Kufta Zayin Mbeis about this. That you need eitzim chadoshim is only in that krava's mikdash. Or also in the Akrava's Bama. Abai says that in a Bama it's kosher. Rava says that it's puzzle, even in a Bama. And the Gemara asks on Rava from David and Aravna that he was makriv with Eitzim that were not Chadoshim. We see that in Akrava's Bama it's kosher on even Eitzim Yeshonim, Shinishamish Bam Hejait. And the Gemara answers that no, that Hosam Bacharati, like our Gemara says, our Gemara is going Meshitas Rava. And even in a Bama, it was called. You need eitzim chadashim. Akoponim before das rava, which is our sugya, that even in akravas bama you need eitzim chadashim. If the psul of nishtamish rem hejait is a psul like a mum, so then why is it possible in a bama? Says the Karenera, this is the Karenera in Zvachim and Kufta Zayin Mebeis. Says the Karenera that we have to say that even though the Ram brings it down together with the mum, it means it's similar to a mum, but it's worse than a mum, and it passes even in a bama. We're now starting the next Mishnah. Mishnah says that if the Koimetz is Nisariv with another Koimetz, or with Minchas Kayhanim, Minchas Kayim Mashiach, so it's kosher. And if you hold it's pasul, if it's Nisariv with something that has a different type of blila, the Koimetz is Nisariv with a Minchas Kayim Mashiach, or Minchas Nesachim, so it's pasul, because the Koimetz is blilasa ove, and there blilasa raka, hein boilei zumizu. That's the Mishnah. So what's the type? What's the name of the psul according to Rabbi Huda? Why is it psul? So Rashi says that the koimetz is beilei hashemen from the minchas nesachim. So therefore, in the koimetz, it's called riboy shamna, and the minchas nesachim lost some of its shemen to the koimetz. So for that, it's chiser shamna. The koimetz has too much shemen, and the minchas nesachim has too little shemen. So both of them are psul. Very clear. Very clear. So why did the Chum argue on that? That's a metzias. Why did the Chum argue on this metzias that the Chaymetz has more to extra shemen and the Minchas Nesachim has too little shemen? But we're in the Gemara Amud Beitz. Because the reason is that the Chum hold that Oilin ain mevatlin ze es ze. They darshan the pasuk of Dam Apar and Dam Asir. That two different korbanos cannot be mevatel each other. If both of them are kariv lagabi mizbeach, they cannot be mevatel each other. So therefore, the koimetz was not mevatel the shemen of the minchas nesachim that went inside of it. So therefore, it did not become riboy shamna. And the minchas nesachim was not, its shemen was not nisbatel to the koimetz. So therefore, it still has its shemen. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, that even oilin are mevatel zeh zeh. Just min v'mino yeinoi batel. But But oil and our mevatel zeze. That's why the koimetz is able to be mevatel the shemen of the other of the minchas nesachim, and therefore it's riboy shamna. And even though the shemen can be mevatel the shemen, but the koimetz could be mevatel the shemen, as the Gemara says, because halekas minoy kamisha enoy sheinu minoy rabol of mevateloy. So akapodim levi Rabbi Yehuda, because oil and our mevatel zeze, so it's shayich abitol, and therefore it's riboy shamna. So there's no riboy sham. So that's the Mishnah, the sugi of the Gemara. So Tezayontiv in the Mishnah is Tomeya. That if the psula is because of that it's Baileya from each other, as Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, why is that related to dinim of bitul beroiv? Blia is a scientific physical thing. It happens. You have a lot of shemen in next to a mincha that has less shemen. So the koimetz that has less shemen will be boileya from the minchas nesachim. So now mitzis, the koimetz has extra shemen inside. It has too much shemen. It has extra shemen inside. So it has extra shemen. That psul everyone should agree to. Even the chum should agree to such a psul. It's not midin bitul. It's pashut abliya. It was boileya. Bittul is a din. It's a din. Learned out of the din of halecha chara roiv. That the roiv has the koyach to be mevatel the meat. It's a din teira to make the meat kamish einoy. The roiv is mevatel the meat. That's all very nice in dinim and halachas. Here we have a simple metzias. We have extra shemen inside of the koymetz. So maybe the koymetz is puzzle because it has too much shemen. So the Tesis unto them says that lulei Rashi and Tesis. He says different pshat in the Mishnah. That is not me din riboy shamla. Pashav din of bittel. It was nisbatel, as before in the Gemara. It's nisbatel, some of the shemen of the minchas nesachim into the koimetz. And therefore, the minchas nesachim is pasul, because it's chiser shamna, some of it's lacking some of its shemen. It's a mincha chasera, it's lacking something. But the koimetz has no psul. The koimetz is not a psul of riboy shamna, says the Tesis Yontiv. Because riboy shamna, the Gemara is before in Daf Yud Aleph. It's only when there's a whole extra leg. A little bit of extra shemen doesn't make it riboy shamna. So the koimetz is no psul of riboy shamna. In the actual metzius of what happened, there's no reason to pasul. The fact that it was bailey extra shemen doesn't bother me. What bothers is the din bittul. It's the din bittul is what pasuls. So therefore, the one that's pasul is the minchas nesachim became pasul because it lost some of its mincha. It became this batel somewhere else. So that's why it's pasul. But you're not going to talk about ribuy shamna and chitzer shamna. Pashut just it's lacking the mincha. That's the only psul. But Rashi and Tosfos are very shver. That's Tosfos Yontif. If there's a psul of if Rashi and Tosfos hold that for whatever reason ribuy shamna passels even without an extra leg, even a little bit of shemen also passels because of ribuy shamna. So why do you need to come out to bittul? Simple, it has extra shemen. All right, in the sugya and Daf Yud Aleph, when the Gemara says there's a psul of riboy shamna, when you give an extra leg, the Gemara there never asks that it should be totally in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and in bittul and lafi Rabbi Yehuda. It's not shayich bittul because the shemen and the shemen is not shayich bittul. Sabaykas mina kamisha enoy. The Gemara there doesn't say that. You don't need to come on to the dini bittul. We talk about riboy shamna. Riboy shamna is a psul in and of itself. The reason it's psul is because there's extra shemen. So, and that's not totally in Dini Bittul, that's a Metzias, there's extra Shemen. So, the Gemara by us, if the Psul here of Riboy Shamna, why do we need to command to Bittul Baroiv to make a Psul of Riboy Shamna? The Kushya Gedela of the Taisis Yantiv. So, the Achreinim, say it there to the Kasha. Rabbi Kiveger, Karenoira, the Rashash, Chazunish, all of them say, why do you start to answer the question of the Taisis Yantiv? Here, the it's true there's a metzias, the shemen was nivla somewhere else. But the because the minchas nesachim is together here in the kli, together with the koimetz. So they call it that the mincha is zoykeik its shemen to it. If even though physically the shemen of the minchas nesachim is swallowed up by the koimetz, because the minchas nesachim is still here, so wherever the shemen is, it's always connected, always related to its origin, to its ikar mincha. The shemen that's in the minchas in the koimetz has a din of being connected to its to where it belongs. If you take a mincha that has shemen, and you, if some of the shemen would get squeezed out, and it'd be somewhere else in the kli, so the mincha is still kosher. It's supposed to be nivlal, but blila is not ma'akiv, and if the shemen is still somewhere in the kli, so it's kosher. So l'maisa, this minchas nisachim, it lost some of its shemen to the kaimitz. But that's irrelevant to us. But until we come out to dinei bittul, that fact in and of itself, that some of the shemen of the minchas nisachim is in the kaimitz, is fine. It's still here in the same kli. So the minchas nisachim is zoikik its shemen to. It pulls the shemen away from the kaimitz. And memela, there would also be no psul of riboy shamna in the kaimitz. Because even though the kaimetz physically has more shemen inside of it, but that shemen is not its shemen; it's the shemen of the minchas nesachim, and it's nizkak, is kilu pulled away from the kaimetz and is related and is connected to the minchas nesachim. So memela the kaimetz never gets a psul of riboy shamna. Until we come out to Bittul Barayiv, you never get the psul of Riboy Shamna. Because even the extra, the physical fact that it has extra shemen doesn't bother us. Because it's not its shemen, it's something else's shemen. The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph is something else. The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph says that you put shemen, the chulin, shemen, the chaverta, but you just put extra shemen inside the kli together with this mincha. That extra shemen that's here, has nothing else pulling it away from this mincha. It doesn't have its, if I have mincha A and shemen of mincha B, but mincha B itself is not in the kli. Mincha B is somewhere else. So that's not gonna pull the shemen away from mincha Aleph and into mincha B. It's just extra shemen which is here. All extra shemen that's here can make up full of riboy shamna. When the other mincha, the source of the shemen, which is the other mincha, is here in the kli, together with this mincha, so that's zoikik, it's shemen to it, it pulls the shemen away, and therefore, it doesn't make a psul in this mincha, of riboy shamna. In order to make the psul of riboy shamna, we need to come out to Bittul Barayiv. Bittul Barayiv says that not only was the shemen nivla inside of the kaimetz, but it was this battle in the kaimetz. Bittul is a din. It counteracts the din that the shemen should be nizkak back to its original mincha. Without the din of Bittul Barayiv, we're only dealing with the mitzias of the shemen of the minchas nesachim being inside of the kaimetz. If that's the only aspect that we're dealing with, then we say, no, it's connected to the minchas nesachim. And both the minchas are okay. The kaimetz only has what it has. The minchas nesachim has everything that it needs because it's zekek, it's shemen. That's until we come out to Bittul Barayiv. Once you come out to Bittul Barayiv, now it's a different story. Bittul Barayiv says that there's a din, that whatever is nivla inside of me, it's nivbatel to the kaimetz, and memela it's no longer related to its original mincha. It's rather a chelik of only a chelik of this mincha. Memela it's ribui shamna on the kaimetz, and chiser shamna of the minchas nesachim. That's the pshat and Rashi and Tosis, and that I would say shimshu the Gemara. We need both aspects. We need number one the bliya, but the bliya just says that physically it's part of it. But that wouldn't actually that wouldn't change the halacha. Wouldn't change the din because the din is still connected back to the first mincha, and that we come on to say that hein boila zu that there's din bittul, and the bittul makes that it's only a chelik of this mincha, and it disconnects it from its original mincha. That's the fear of Yehuda, the fear of Chachamim, that oil and ein mevadlin says, so there's no bittul. So all we have is the physical bliya, and the physical bliya doesn't bother us, because the original mincha is zaykik its shem into it. Another point here is the question of Taisus. Taisus has a very big question on our sugya. That Reb Yehuda holds that it's possible because there's a bittul, as we said. But Reb Yehuda only possibles by ein bli lasam shove. There's a different type of blila. Zu bli lasa ava, zu bli lasa raka, hein boile zu mizu. But if it's bli lasam shove, and it's arei koimetz in another koimetz, then there's no psul. As Tosfos, why not? Harei the mitzias that each one is bleia from each other, that happens even when bli lasam shove. You put in two menachas inside of a kli, each one of them is oily. Oil will go in from one to the other. Always, there's oil goes in both directions. So, in Cain, A little bit of oil from Mincha A goes into Mincha B. It's batal into Mincha B. And a little bit of oil from Mincha B goes into Mincha A. It's batal into Mincha A. So now, each one of them should be a Riboy Shamla and a Chitzer Shamla. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that only when they're eating the Lassim Shav is their psul? Taisa says, Elamai, you could be Nidchak to say that the Metzias is that only when the Lassim Shav they're Bailea and not when in the Lassim Shav. Taisa says, I disagree with the Metzias. That's not true. And Taisa also brings Raya from the Gemara later on. Gemara Daf Chav Gimel talks about Denis Arev, Koimsa Bishyarel. If you did a kmitza and then the kmitz falls back in and gets mixed up with the shirayim, the mar deals with bittel, or nisarev a kmitz with a mincha shaloi nikmitza, mar deals with bittel. Tanya says you see that even though bli losam shaveh, still there's a tzad to say bittel. So you see the metzias that it's shaykh bittel even when bli losam shaveh. This is a very big question that Tanya has on the sugya. So the shita in Oysid Zayin and Oysid Ches answers the question of Tesis. Two different Mahalchim in the Shita. We're going to focus on what the Shita says in Ayisud Ches. Shita says something quite cryptic to answer the question of Tesis. Shita says that the Sugya and Daf Chav Gimel is talking about Bittel, and the Sugya Bayas is talking about Bliya. That's how he explains the difference in the two Sugyas. Very cryptic, the Teretz. What does he mean to say? So the Chazon Ish doesn't quote the Shita, but he explains an answer to Taisus' question. Chazon Ish in Simin Chavtes, Sivkot and Gimel. So first, you have to give one akdama before we get to the Teretz of the Chazon Ish. The Yisoid of Bittel Baroiv, before in the Rishonim, the Rashba and Teres Abayis, the Ran and the Dorim, Bittel Baroiv starts when there's a stira between the two things. There's some contradiction, there's some difference in the two things. One of them is Mutter, one of them is Aser. Each one is trying to be koveya the din of the taroives. The part that's mutter is koveya the taroives as all being mutter. The part that's usher wants to be koveya the part that of the taroives as being all usher. There's a stira between the din of the mutter and the usher. Then there's a din of bittel b'roiv. The one that's the roiv has the koyach to win out, to be goyver in the lashon of Rishonim over the one that's the mit. When there's no stira b'chla between the two things, So there's no union of bittel b'roiv. That's the yisoid. The bittel b'roiv is always based on there's some contradiction, some mystery among the dinim. We'll see later on in the shir, but exactly what the Ran says is about. But that's the yisoid of bittel b'roiv. So let's first deal with the Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara there is talking about things that have a different din. You have a koimetz, which has a din to be maktirit, and shirayim, which have a din dafka not to be maktir them, or you have a koimetz, and you have a mincha shaloinik mitzah. The din of the koimetz is for aktara, and the mincha shaloinik mitzah is not yet holding by aktara. It's what it needs is kmitza. So here there's two different dinim in the two different things. So then there's a stira. There's a stira amongst them. So now we have this is the klal of bittel b'roiv. Bittel b'roiv says that if and anything that's roiv is mevatel amit. So I have two minochis and a different dinim, and it's a little bit of one is nisarif in a roiv of the other one. So the one that's the roiv is mevatel amit. That's the Daf Chav Gimel. That sugya has nothing to do with bliya. That could be even in things that are not totally in bliya. Even a mincha that has no shemen in it, just a little bit of one mincha is nisarev with another mincha, and the dinim are different. So that creates a stira amongst the two dinim. And then there's a sugya bittel b'roiv. That's what we have in the sugya there. And almost every case in Shas, the din of bittel b'roiv is in that case when the dinim are seiser one another. However, in our Mishnah, there's no real stira amongst the dinim. You have a koimetz as nisarev with another koimetz, a koimetz as nisarev with minchas nisachim. All of them have the din to be kariv on the mizbeach. There's no difference at all in their two dinim. So how is it shaykh bittel b'roiv in the case in our Mishnah? So b'emes, fit chachamim, it's not. The chacham hold that oilin ein mevatlin zeze. Two things that have the same dinim, both of them are oil and mizbeach, not mevatel one another. And the yisoid is, because of this yisoid, that's what the Ran speaks out in Adorin. That because they both have the same din, so there's no stir b'chlal amongst them, and it's not shaykh bittel b'roiv. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Because at this point, there's no stir in the dinim, so it's not shaykh any bittel. But Rabbi Yehuda argues, he holds that min b'mino in a bottle. He holds, as the Ran explains, that we look at whether the things are the same or not physically. We don't look at whether they have the same din. We look at physically, are they the same thing? So min b'mino is not bottle according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Oilin or Mevatel says, even though both of them are Oil al Gabi Mizbeach, they both have the same din, there's still a stira. The fact that there's a different mitzitz, Soiles and Shemen, the fact they're physically different from one another, then it's Shaykh Abitel if you're Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Shaykh Abitel, even when the dinim are not Soish to one another. However, says the Chazon Ish, if we have one Kaimetz and it's Arab with another Kaimetz, so they're both physically the same thing. It's they're the same proportion of Soiles to Shemen. And they both have the same din. So says the Chazon Ish, Kevin Shavin B'Shamnom, I mean, it's a cold Soiles, Isle Shemen Didei, B'Kol Mokom Shehu. V'loi Mikri Chaser Shemen. I don't see any difference. The Kaimetz now looks the same way it looked before it was in Arif. I know that scientifically what happened is that some Shemen from a different Kaimetz went in to this one, and some Shemen from this one went out and went into the other one. That's true. That's what actually happened. But I don't see any difference. To me, the Kaimetz looks now the same way it looked before the Taroites. So here I can't say any bitul. The Shemen is not physically here. So wherever the Shemen is, it's still Shaykh here. Before, we spoke about a few minutes ago that without the din bittel, the mincha is always zoykik, it's shemen, wherever it is. So that's the Chazon Ish, even if you're Rabbi Yehuda, that there could be a din bittel. But if I don't see any change in the tzura of the mincha, so then wherever the shemen is, it's always shaykh to this kaimetz. However, when it does change the tzura of the mincha, kin is arev kaimetz minchas nesachim, v'nim pis atar roivez zeh, panim chadashois. Now the Taravis looks different, the Kremitz looks different, and the Minchas Nesachim look different. Kitzuras haMincha mitkan l'fi erech hakamusi shal Hashem neged asoilas. The tzura of the Minchas is made up, is defined by the proportion of the Shemen and the Soilas. And now it's changed. The Minchas Nesachim has less Shemen, and the Kremitz has more Shemen. So now I see panim chadashos. I see something happened here. So now already I could look that I can't just say the Shemen is mine wherever it is. The only time I could say that svar that the Shemen is mine wherever it is when things look the same. But when things look differently, one has more Shemen, one has less Shemen, so I can't just say that my Shemen is shaykh to me wherever it is. No! I see that it went into a different mincha and it changed the tzura of that mincha. So because that mincha got changed, so now I should say that gives me a svar to say that the Shemen, it becomes the chelik of the other mincha. So that would be the Sorach Yitzayinah. Says the Chazon Ish, U'mikol mokoyim adayin yesh mokom loymar, that koymetz zoykek elav es shamno, Yehu. That minchos zoykek es elav es shamno. Even though it changed its surah of each mincha, there's still a svar to say that it's true my Shemen went into you and you look different and I look different. But still, the mincha has a koyach to pull its Shemen wherever it is. When the two of them are the same, both of them are a koymetz, so I don't need any specific force to pull the Shemen. Whatever the Shemen is, it's mine because I don't see anything any difference. But when there was a shinui in the tzura of the mincha, so that would give me a svar to say that it's riboy shamna and chitzur shamna. It looks different, but still the mincha has this magnetic force to pull the Shemen back to it. Says the Chazon Ish, machriya b'zeh u'koyach habitol. Now the deciding factor is the koyach habitol. If Oilim Mevatlin says Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, so it's Shaykh Abitol. So now each Shemen became a part of the other one, and each one is lacking. But if Ein Oilim Mevatlin says so now each one still pulls back its Shemen. This is the Vart of the Chazon Ish, a very tief Vart to explain the Mishnah. Okay, so just to summarize, Tosfos has a Kushiyat Tzuma on the Mishnah that if the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda is that Oilin Armevatel Zezeh, and each one is Baileya, says Tosfos, even if both of them are the same amount of Shemen, but each one of them is going to be Baileya from each other, and each one will be Ribay Shamla and Chiser Shamla. How can Rabbi Yehuda only passels when it's Ein Bli Lossam Shavit? Tosfos had brought up a tzat to say that if it's, that only when there's a different amount of Shemen, different proportion of Shemen to Seiles, are they Baileya? Tosfos says there's no svara, and it's mechich from the Gemara, not that way. About a shaykh abliyah. So the Chazon Ish answered that no, that avada the mitzias that you have a bliyah even by blilas and shavet. because I don't see any change in the tzura of the mincha, so each shemen is connected to the mincha, wherever it is. Even lefi Yehuda that there is shayach habitul. My shemen is here. It's not going to be in me or in you. It's just like if it falls to the side of the mincha and it just distilled shemen on the side, so it's connected to the mincha. So too, when my shemen goes in the other mincha, it's still connected to me. Only when I see that there's a panim chadashas bo'olakan, I see a change in the tzura of the mincha. So now I'm going to look that there's a svar to say that really each shemen got disconnected from its mincha and became a part of the other mincha. Elamai, there's still a din that the mincha has a koyach to be zoykik its shemen wherever it is. And in that, the Chazon Ish says, the machriya is koyach habitul. That if there's a bitul, so it became part of the other mincha, so each mincha no longer has the ability to pull back its shemen. Mashein kein, without the koyach of bitul, that's Rabbi Yehuda, so the mice of the shemen becomes a part of the other mincha, and there's riboy shama and chisar shama. Another point here is, what is the psul according to Rabbi Yehuda? So we've mentioned until now, which is what Rashi tells us in the Mishnah, that it's ribui shamna of the koimetz and chisar shamna of the minchas nesachim. That's the opinion of Rashi in the Mishnah. However, Taisus later on in Daf Chav Gimel, is the different master of Chorev, is mechiach from the sugya there, that there's no psul of chisar shamna. The only psul is only because of ribui shamna. That's the opinion of Taisus. And Rashi and Chav Gimel and Beis, Lachor says exactly the opposite of Taisus. That there's, the psul is only chisar and not ribui. So that's the chorus here to Rashi Bayas in the Mishnah. Tais says the Rashi was chayzer boy. We'll have to see about the Rashi in tomorrow's daf. But the Taisus is already, the Taisus and Afchav Gimel is already nageya to us. So again, the opinion of Taisus is that the psul of the Mishnah is only because of riboy shamna and not chiser shamna. Taisus l'chayra pella, the Karen asks, how can you have such a thing? If the koimetz has extra shemen in it, so obviously the minchas nesachim lost its shemen. So, kihechi that the koimetz is pasul because of riboy shamna, and meila, the minchas nesachim has to be pasul because of chiser shamna. How can we split that in half? How can we say that only the koimetz became pasul, but the minchas nesachim did not become pasul? Chayr davar tamua. So the Chazon Ish, kedarkai, we said before, it goes to explain the taste also. Here the Chazon Ish, it's in Simen Chav Tes, if Katan Tes, says the Chazon Ish the following. Ikaratam, the loy chashiv chiser, who mishim the cave in the shneim laktar azli, habolu zoykev elovis hashemin bekom mokom shehu. They're all going to aktara, so wherever the shemin is, it's always connected to me. So I never lost my shemin. Wherever my shemin is, it's always connected to me. Avalinin riba, kal loy mereshatsu rosoy mikul kelets umaruba. By the fact that the shemin is extra shemin inside, so that's for sure a shinoi in the tzura of the mincha. So that for sure creates a psul of riboy shamna. I can't say that this shemen that's here is really not here. No, look, the mincha is different. It looks different. Mashenki bechiser shamna. The fact that the shemen is not actually meurav in me that it used to be. I used to have a lot of shemen, and now I lost some of my shemen. That in and of itself is not a problem. Like we said, if the shemen gets squirted out and it's somewhere else in the kli, that's fine. So the fact that my shemen isn't in me and it's somewhere and it's in a different mincha, it's also okay. And even after the din of bitul barayif, the mincha is always zoykek et shemen wherever it is. You don't need the shemen to be me'urav in the mincha for me to see that it didn't lose its shemen. As long as the shemen is in the kli, it's always connected to the mincha. Only by ribui shaman do I see a problem. By ribui shaman, I see the mincha looks different. And having extra shemen is a problem. Mincha is not allowed to have extra shemen inside. So because I see the extra shemen in the mincha, so that says, oh, something is up, it's panim chadashis. So now I say that together with the din of bitul barayif, I see that it's panim chadashis, really makes it a ribui shamna. That's the Chazon Ish says, pshat the Gvaldik of pshat and Taisus. Oh. Last point for today is this Ran in Adar that we mentioned before. Ran there explains, as we said, that the soy of bitul barayif has to be a stira. And Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda argued how to learn up the side of the pasuk. The pasuk by us, by Dama Par and Dama Sir, said Hakabolam in the din of bitul barayif. What? Because they're similar to each other. In what way are they similar? So Rabban looked and they're similar in their dinim because they're both oilim im of atlin zeze. And Rabbi Yehuda looks at the similarity in the dimyon ha'etzem. The Ran calls them similarity in mitzias. They're both the same thing. With this, the Ran wants to explain the sheet sarif. that we find that Dor Sheish Lamatirin Enoi Botel, the Rif says it's only by Min B'Minoi. And Min B'Sheinoi Minoi, the Dor Sheish Lamatirin is Yeh Botel. Tell us what's a pshat in the Rif. So the Ran says, the Ran there explains, that even though the Rabbanon hold that we go Basar Dimyo and Hadinim, and not Dimyo and Ha'etzem, but the Rabbanon also hear the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda, that when things are similar in Mitzias, so when things are similar in Mitzias, there's a Svar that they should not be Batal. So Rabbanon say just that the difference in the Din is more of a Koyach to be Machriya, because the Meister Dinim are different, so there's a steer in the Dinim. So that is enough of a siva for Bitl Baroif. Hashem says the Ran, by Dover Sheish Lamatirin, even though one of them, there's a Heter and an Isser. And the Isser is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin, which will eventually become Mutter. So even though it's Usser right now, it's not entirely Usser. It's only Usser for today, but tomorrow it's going to be Mutter. So because the Isser isn't a full-blown Isser, it's not Usser La'olam, so here, the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's min b'minoi, and it's the same etzem, the same min, same thing. Elamai will go with the different dini between them, because one of them is mutter, one of them is usser, and therefore we should have a bittul. No, because even the isser is not so usser, it's close to being mutter, so the difference between the two things is not strong, is not enough of a difference to be a reason for bittul. So it's mevur midivrei Haran that when the Rabbanim say by us that ain't oilin mevatlin zeh, it's not exeris akosuv by oilin. The yisoid din is because both of them have the same din, and when two things have the same din, there's no stira, and that's why the Ran says that by dover sheyesh loy matirin, because it's almost mutter, so the stira between mutter mamish and mutter tomorrow is not such a stira, and it's like the din of oilin mevatlin, of ain oilin mevatlin zeh. And it's more mafurish in the Ran and Daf Nun Tesumah Beis in the Dorim that the Ran says there that two different Yisurim are not mevatel each other, even though these Yisurim are different, but because both of them are Usser, so there's no Bittul. Says the Ran, like I said earlier on Daf Nun Beis, this is said that because the Dinim are the same, so therefore there's no Bittul. So again, the Ran learned that the klal of Ein Oilin Mevatlin Zeh is a klal to any times that the Din is the same. It's not a unique Xeris HaKosov by Oilin. That's the Ran. However, Tayyiz and Arsugit before not this way. Tayyiz Divrei Masal Mikan, the top Tayyiz on Chavez and Beis. Tayyiz asks, how did the Chacham learn out of this Pasuk that Ein Oilin Mevatlin Zezeh? Maybe the Svara is that Ein Mitzvah is Mevatlin Zezeh. Just like the Gemara says in Arvei Psachim, by Matzah and Maror, that Ein Mitzvah is Mevatlin Zezeh. So too, that would be the pshat by us, Dama Par and Dama Soyer, because both of them are mitzvahs, therefore they're not mevatel each other. But it's not a klal by oilin, rather the klal is by mitzvahs. And Tayyiz gives a teretz, which we'll see in a second, that here it's not shy of the klal of ein mitzvahs mevatel zu wezu. So we need to come out to this pasuk, which is that ein oilin mevatelin zezeh. Hare lefi the Ran, the question of Tayyiz doesn't start with klal. The Ran says that the yisoid b'chom saw in the pasuk is that whenever the din is the same, they're not mevatel each other. Oilin, two things that are almost mutter, or two things that are mamish usser, just different isurim, they're not mevatel each other. Lefi the Ran, it's pashat, even though I find the Ran say this mafurish, but it's pashat lefi the Ran, that the Gemara says in Arabi Psachim, that ein mitzvah is mevatel zu ezu, is learned out of the din of ein oilin mevatel en zeze. It's the same yisoid. That as long as two things have the same din, it's not shayach habitol. So both of them have to go to the Mizbech, it's not Shaykh Abitl. Both of them are Usr, says Ran, even though they have different dinim in their Isser. So Nafkanina, both of them are Usr, they're not Mevatel each other. So it's Pashur also by mitzvahs. Matzah is a mitzvah, Mar is a mitzvah. Even though they're different mitzvahs, because both of them have the same Inyan that I have to eat them because of mitzvah, so it's not Shaykh Abitl. It's Pashur that Levi the Ran, this is the Makar for the din of Ein Mitzvahs Mevatel Zuezu. But Tais is not a good way. Tais has a question. Why do we need the pasuk to tell me ein oilin mevatlin zeh? Technically, because of the svara that ein mitzvah is mevatlin zuezu. And Tais answers that klal is not shayich by us. But it's clear that Tais is learning that the pshat and the pasuk by us not like the Ran. The pshat that ein oilin mevatlin zeh is a unique din only by oilin. It's oilin are not mevatlin each other. There's another thing by mitzvah, which is a svara kanira. We never find the pasuk for it. It's a svara that mitzvahs are not mevatlin each other. That svar does not apply to us for whatever reason. Tosfos says it's Eretz, why not? And maybe we need to come out to Xeris HaKotzev to say that ain't Oilim of Atlan says. That's very clear from Tosfos. What's L'mais the Eretz of Tosfos? Why Bayas is not Shaykh the Klal of Ein Nitzos Mevadli Zuezu? Tosfos says that we only find it by Achila. There it's talking about Matzah and Morer. Both of them have a din Achila. There we say that Ein Nitzos Mevadli Zuezu. Shein Kevayas, it's not Achila, so they Mevatel each other. Adkan Divriya Tosfos. Advarim bo stumim oir. Meinav kamina, achila, not achila. Why do we not say that ein mitzvah mevatel zuezu? So, clear pshat and tesis, I don't have, I found the oilish shleima, says pshat and tesis, that they're talking about that since arev b'shaski in a mitzvah. A person eats matzah and mora at the same time. So there the Gemara dealt with that says that ein mitzvah mevatel zuezu. Mashayin came by us, it was since arev koidem asiyas a mitzvah. So because, why when you're coming to do the mitzvah, it's already batal, so then you don't have the chefs to shal mitzvah. Hashem can you take a piece of matzah and a piece of maror, which both of them are roi for a mitzvah, and you stick them in your mouth at the same time, so then they can't be mevatel each other. Out of the lashon of Tosfos is tzarich bir lefizeh. Why did Tosfos say linyan achila shayni? Heard that's not the main point, but that's how the Eilu Shema learns pshat in Tosfos. So I'm going to add in one more ha'ara for today's shir. I think I said the previous ara was going to be the last one, but I forgot one last ara to mention. It's short and very, very important. There's a big tesis here, a different mass of a Rebbe. Tesis is going in the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda. Holds a min v'mina in a batel. So he brings cases where we find a min v'mina is batel. So tesis says that Rebbe Yehuda holds a min v'mina in a batel is only by lach belach. But by yovish be yovish, there Rabbi Yehuda agrees that min b'mina is batel. So first it's just a definition of terms. What it means, lach belach and yovish be yovish. This is a common used in Taravis and other aspects in Chulin. It doesn't really matter so much whether it's wet or not. It means what type of a Taravis is it. When the two things formed, joined together to become one object, they get all mixed up. That's called lach belach. Yavish b'yavish is where each thing stands independently. If you have two cups, or three cups, of dam and mayim inside, or whatever, and they get mixed up between each other, it's still called yavish b'yavish, because the thing that's mixed up is the cups. They didn't all combine to become one mass. That'd be called yavish b'yavish. But lach b'lach, where all the things join and they're one mass, so that there Rabbi Yehuda is his sheet of min b'mina nebot. So Tosfos says this chiluk, he does not explain the chiluk. What's Saka the Hezber of this chiluk? So the Biskrov in Stencils here explains that that the nafkamina of these two things is in the lumness of the Taravis. It says that when you have lach belach, so everything is all one mass, it's all one chefza right now. So now it's a question of bitl b'roiv, which is the roiv. The roiv will be kaveya what the din of this Taravis is. Mashengin by yovish b'yovish, says the Biskrov. It's not only the Indian of Bitl B'Roiv. It's the Yisayla Dover of the Bitl B'Roiv is Midin Halecha Chararoiv. First, I have to know where the Roiv is. There are three things in front of me, let's say, and two of them are Mutzer, one of them is Aser. So the Yisayla of the Din is, when each thing that I take, can I assume that it's Mutzer or Aser? That's the Yisayla Midin Halecha Chararoiv. The Maizit Mavur and the Rishayim that Avada, even this, is called the Bitl B'Roiv. But the Bitl B'Roiv is base, is Yisaydai, is midin halecha chararoif, that whichever one you take, you can assume that one is mutter. Similar to the din of kol de parish, meruba parish. But when you have a taroivis, you obviously can't say that. When you have, it all turns into one mass. So every time that you put your spoon inside, you're taking some of the ister and some of the heter. There you can't, there's no din of halecha chararoif. Says the Biskarov, that Rabbi Yehuda holds in mimamina in a batel, is gzir sakosov, that's our nat of dama par and dama asir, is when they're all mixed up into forming one chefza. Then the whole din is a din of bittel. Mashengin et ha-revis of yavish b'yavish, there which is, we said, is based on halecha chararoiv. So that's there we don't have the din of to learn out of dama par and dama sir. Kupan of the zechoshev yisayid, gabe isra v'heter, that lach b'lach, it all becomes one chefza, and it's entirely a din of bittel b'roiv. Mashengin, yavish b'yavish, is not only midin bittel b'roiv, but it's based on the din of halecha chararoiv. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.